We've all heard that old suggestion that we should count to 10 when we get angry. Is there any validity to this advice? You bet there is. When angry feelings come over us, it can indeed be very valuable to have a cooling off period before acting on those feelings. The reason for waiting is that anger is not only emotional, but it's biochemical as well. The body is equipped with an automatic defense system called a fight or flight mechanism, which prepares the entire organism for action. When we're upset or frightened, adrenaline is pumped into the bloodstream, setting off a whole series of physiological responses within the body. In a matter of seconds, the individual is transformed from a quiet condition to what's called an alarm reaction state. Now, this biochemical response is involuntary. It occurs quite apart from conscious choice. What isn't involuntary is our reaction to these sudden changes. We can learn to take a step back in a moment of excitation. We can choose to hold our tongue, to remove ourselves from a provocative situation, particularly when we're dealing with children who anger us. We can control the impulse to lash out verbally or physically, doing what we will certainly regret when the passion has cooled. We not only can exercise this self-control, when it comes to children, we absolutely must.
Hear more at myfamilytalk.com.